Amen. You may be seated. Isn't that beautiful? Particularly beautiful words. Very powerful, that song. Before we begin the preaching moment, I shared with the staff earlier this week that I wanted to take some time and give a little bit of a review presentation of a decision that our church made last fall concerning the creation of what we are calling the Great Commission Fund. The piece of paper that hopefully you've gotten a copy of now, and if you haven't, again, you can get one in the foyer right after the services. The piece of paper is kind of in written form an explanation of what this is. Even though the church made the decision to do this and we really pushed for people to come and had a really strong group that night, I'm aware of the fact that some of you were not able to be there that night, so I want to make sure we all understand what this is, especially as we begin promoting it and encouraging you to give to it throughout the year. On November the 16th of last year, our church met in a kind of a special session on a Sunday night on November 16th, and I brought to them a proposal from the finance team and myself, something we had worked on for really quite some time last year, brought it to you and offered an explanation, received questions from the floor about this, a very positive experience. Ultimately, the church voted to adopt this as a new method, and we wanted to take a few moments and explain it this morning. First of all, first slide, our church gives to missions in two different ways. We give through our budget. We have budgeted missions giving, and we give in non-budgeted ways. Now, this isn't part of the proposal. This is just simply what we've been doing for probably years immemorial here. Certain missions elements are budgeted. There are budgeted monies, for instance, for the cooperative program. 8% of everything we give goes to the cooperative program. Let's go back just once more real quick. Argenta, the church plant, that partnership has actually come to a conclusion with last month. We've now moved into two new church planting partnerships in Long Island and in Seattle, which you'll be hearing more about. Church planting efforts, the grill team has some money budgeted, the food pantry, et cetera, et cetera. And also, we can go to the next slide now. Also, in addition to the budgeted missions items, every year we give to missions in certain non-budgeted offerings. In particular, those are four. Annie Armstrong is the Easter offering for North American missions. Dixie Jackson is the Arkansas Baptist State missions offering. Lottie Moon, of course, is the Christmas offering for international missions. The Gideons, our church has supported for many, many years. The Gideons are an international ministry of Bible publication and distribution and do great work. So the proposal that we brought before you was to take those four non-budgeted offerings that we are already doing. Normally we'll promote, say, Annie Armstrong, Dixie Jackson, Lottie Moon, Gideons, and to consolidate them into one centralized offering. Secondly, the proposal was to add to those four a fifth offering that we're calling Central Baptist Missions. Next slide. Central Baptist Missions is a fund out of which Central Baptist Church will offer partial scholarships to Central Baptist members to go on Central Baptist sanctioned mission trips. The whole motivation behind all of this is to do two things. First of all, to see more money go to missions. And secondly, to help empower the membership of this church to go to the mission field. So for instance, many of you have signed up for the Seattle trip coming up. You can now come to the office and request a CBC Missions scholarship application, submit that, and as funds are available, and depending on how many go, the church will now be able to assist you in bringing that cost down and help you to be able to go. Next slide. The CBC Missions Fund means that any member may formally request financial assistance with a mission trip, and the finance team will strive to assist him or her out of this fund as funds are available. Next slide. Now, what this means is this. We proposed to the church, and the church agreed that we would take the four major non-budgeted missions offerings, add to those four a fifth, CBC Missions, which is a scholarship fund, and then consolidate all five of those into one centralized fund called the Great Commission Fund. Next slide. How does this work? Instead of approaching Central Baptist Church with five different offerings at five different times of the year, we're now going to have only one offering that we will promote all throughout the year through which we will fund these five other offerings. So view this as kind of, again, consolidation of numerous non-budgeted missions efforts into one centralized fund out of which we will pay into the other offerings. Next slide. Now, this does not mean that we will no longer talk about Annie Armstrong and Lottie Moon. Let me be just perfectly frank with you. I'm a big fan of Annie Armstrong and Lottie, and one of these days we're going to stand in heaven, and a little diminutive lady named Lottie Moon is going to come up to us, and she was not known always to be gentle and sweet, and she is going to ask us if we worked hard to get money to the foreign mission field. And I would like to be able to say to little Lottie Moon, yes, ma'am. And I intend to say with all of you, yes, ma'am. Annie Armstrong was sweeter. She'll probably come up and be nicer about it. And yes, ma'am. Dixie Jackson, I don't know much about her, but I'd like to answer her as well. This is an effort for us to be able to continue educating our church about these funds, but to have kind of a different structured way of getting money to them. The next slide. One of the questions that came up is this. Okay, fine and good. The church has voted to do this, which the church has. What if I simply want to give to Lottie Moon? What if I don't want to give to the Great Commission Fund? What if I want to take $1,000, give it to Lottie Moon? Will all 1,000 of those dollars go to Lottie Moon? The answer to that is an absolute yes. Absolutely. Let's be perfectly clear. If you were to write a check to Central Baptist Church and designate it to Lottie or Annie or Dixie or even to the scholarship fund, we would never take that and divide it against your wishes. We would apply that to the particular fund. So you may still give directly to the fund. If you're saying, I like the way I do it, how I'm going to do it, I will die doing it the way I do it, I'll say, hooray, go Baptists. That's how we operate. That's fine. You give, we'll get it to them. However, let us be clear that the church has approved this new method. So throughout this year, we're going to be promoting the Great Commission Fund. And that's going to be the main way that we push. Next, how does this work? Once you give to the Great Commission Fund, how does the money get to the five offerings? Well, at the end of every year, Central Baptist will write checks to the individual mission offerings out of the Great Commission Fund. Those are along percentile bases. Next slide. What that means is this, that at the end of this year, we're going to be promoting the Great Commission Fund all year long. What you're going to hear us say is this kind of language. Let's give to Lottie Moon through the Great Commission Fund. Let's give to Annie Armstrong through the Great Commission Fund. Let's give to the Scholarship Fund through the Great Commission Fund. At the end of the year, Lucy's going to sit down. She's going to say, okay, we have, I hope, $40,000 in the Great Commission Fund. That means that 10% of that is going to go to the Gideons. 10% of that is going to go to Annie Armstrong. 10% of that is going to go to Dixie Jackson. 50% of that is going to go to Lottie Moon. And 25% of that is going to go to Central Baptist Missions. So the money that's in the fund will be divided along those bases. Next slide. Now, why are we doing this? Really just a couple of reasons. The first is this. We believe this approach will strengthen our mission giving by giving us a central rallying point. Instead of us coming at you at different times of the year, hey, let's give to Annie, let's give to Lottie, we believe, and we think this year will bear this out, that if we have a central fund to rally around, if we promote this, encourage you to give to this, that we are going to get more money to these funds than we ever had. Let me be perfectly clear. If we support this, I honestly believe we will give more money to Lottie Moon this year than we have given at any year in the last 10 years. I really do. We'll give more money to Annie. It gives us something to kind of brand and push. And the second thing is this. We believe this will make sure that none of the other offerings kind of slip through the cracks. Right now, giving to these offerings is kind of dependent on how much we push it. But if we push this central offering, it'll make sure that none of them are neglected, so that if we push Lottie Moon more than Annie Armstrong, Annie Armstrong kind of pays the price. If we push this, Annie will get what Annie gets, and Lottie will get what Lottie gets every single year. The next slide. Okay, so what does this look like? You take money, you put it in the Great Commission Fund. At the end of the year, that money is divided among the five offerings in just that way. Next slide. Here's my challenge to you for this year, $40,000. We don't talk about money a whole great deal. This This is a very generous church. I want to commend you on the last year. You did a tremendous job of supporting the budget. And I want to make sure that we all understand this. This is going to be a very Baptist preacher moment of me, so capture this on film. This is above and beyond your normal giving. Lottie Moon is always above and beyond your normal giving. Annie Armstrong is always above. The Great Commission Fund is a consolidation of non-budgeted missions items. So we want to encourage you to give. If we give $40,000 this year, we'll give $20,000 to Lottie, we'll give $10,000 to our scholarship fund, we'll give $4,000 to the Gideons, $2,000 to Dixie Jackson, and $4,000 to Annie Armstrong. And let me tell you, I think that would be an awesome, awesome thing. So this is me at the beginning of the year encouraging you. Give to the Great Commission Fund. If we come together around a centralized, unified effort, man, we'll do amazing things. I think we can go well above 40,000. But the Lord's going to bless in this, and I hope this is a simple and simplified way to continue to do what we need to do as a church. Amen? Okay. That doesn't count as sermon time. Sorry. Let's go to the Lord and pray together, and then we'll begin. Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to give to missions. And Father, for the privilege of being able to come together as a church and seek to impact eternity by reaching the world with the gospel. Lord, if this is in your will, we pray that you would bless this effort, that the Great Commission Fund would be a tool for years to come through which this church, again, impacts eternity. Lord, help us to give generously and well, first of all, to our budget, which our church has approved as a way to spend the funds, Father. May that be to your glory. May we be good stewards of it. And, Father, to these non-budgeted missions efforts as well. Lord, do a great work through this, and we'll praise you in it. In Christ's name, amen. I'd like you to open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, we'll be beginning in verse 16. Acts chapter 17, 16 through 34 is an amazing text that deals with